Okay.
It always makes you
fight. He made my punch list.
And that was our first fight. Time is a flat circle.
Like, two people are gonna get this.
Ooh. Love, Kale.
Ew. I want him to crawl to me.
Now that was spicy.
Your Honor, I love him.
Gross! Why choose means you don't choose.
I want a third act breakup because I want him to grovel.
There are exceptions to every rule.
Trust me, I'm a father. Don't worry, Daddy's got you. Welcome to chapter 19 of the Smut Daddy Podcast.
Hey guys.
Hello everyone. I am your host, Father Lib, aka the Smut Daddy.
And I am your co-host, Sister Britt, and we are just two besties that found each other on Bookstagram and can't imagine life without the other.
And Happy New Year! This is our first episode
of 2025.
2025. And it's probably going to be a little chaotic.
Shocker.
But that's okay. That's what we all live for. I thought we would just chat about what we've been reading, go over some of our most anticipated releases for the year, maybe chat about some of our 2025 goals, and just catch up on all the things for a fresh start. You'll also notice that, like, this episode will have this background, and then the next episode will have the old background, and then probably by the time we get back to this background, it will change again. For our listeners out there, I got bookshelves for the podcast area as part of my Christmas present, but I just feel like it's gonna be a little bit crazy. So just bear with me while I'm trying to fix everything and get it all situated. You guys know we take time on our shelves. So definitely next week, none of them will be here. And so it'll be a Christmas tree and a white wall.
It's fine. Everything's fine. I did a little shelf makeover on New Year's Day as well. It felt good.
I feel like it's good to start fresh, like figure out what we want. I just laugh because, like, we pre-film, and a lot of times we pre-film things out of order to work with authors or guest schedules. So everyone's like, what? I thought that What's you happening? Already did that. I'm like, yep, everything's out of order for us, but it's okay.
Everything is a-okay.
What have you been reading? What did you start your new year with? What's going on?
What did I start my new year with? Well, I ended my year last episode, whenever we did our year-end wrap-up
last episode.
Okay, yeah. The last episode. You guys, when school is out and there's holidays in the middle of the week, I don't know what day it is.
I thought yesterday was Monday.
Yeah, I did too. It was the most Monday, Thursday Christmas ever. Like, when you put out the episode on Tuesday, I was like, what's she doing? What's going on?
Yeah, everyone was probably like, what?
we had our bonus epilogue on Saturday, so I'm like, what's going on right now?
I got a message that was like, you've uploaded 3 times in a week. And I was like, no, I haven't. And I was like, no, I did. I did. Everything's fine.
So I think in the last episode, I said I would be ending my year with The Syndicator, and I changed courses because a couple of dear friends who are the ones that encouraged me to read this series in the first place were a bit disappointed by it, and I think they were looking out for me. I don't think they wanted me to end my year on a rage read, which I do appreciate. So we've kind of just softly set it back on the to-be-read shelf on Goodreads, and so I ended up reading Chilled and Thrilled by Cleo White. And
oh, yeah. I've heard great things about it.
The best holiday novella. Best friend's dad, workplace, like, just age gap obvious. Is so good. So good. Like, I ate that shit up. That's how I spent my New Year's Eve, and it was glorious. I loved it, and it was a great way to welcome in 2025.
For it.
I stayed up until 11:50 reading it. I did get it in, and do you think I made it until midnight to see the ball drop? Sure didn't. Fell asleep on the couch before that. So I was like out. I was like exhausted. But I'm like, I don't stay up late anymore. So the fact that I stayed up reading to 11:50, I haven't done that in a long time. I was proud of myself for getting
a big old nap from
that,
like,
in before the year was over.
I took a nap from like 4 to 7 p.m. So then I was up at midnight and then I went right to bed. I was like, okay, bye.
But then I started my year with doing some work around the house, with actually doing laundry and finishing it and putting it away and doing the shelf reorganization after I got some new books for Christmas. And while I was doing that, I was listening to Mind to Gain by Maggie Rodden. I got the ALC of that. It comes out later this month on the 17th, and it was great. I loved listening to Coop and Bee in my ears. It's funny. In chapter one, there is a line where Bee's trying to get into the stadium, and she doesn't have her work badge yet, and she's like trying to figure out how to get around this security guy that's clearly taking his job way too seriously. And she says in her head, like, I got to think of a different plan besides bull rushing him and hoping I'm faster than Mr. Right. And I
didn't pick that up when I read it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, hello, bull rushing. And so I sent out a story and I tagged Maggie in it. She responded that I was the first person to pick that up. So yeah. I was like,
I feel like
Easter egg.
I just read those not that long ago for Bull Rush, our arc.
Yes.
But I did not pick that up at all.
Yeah, so that was just a fun little like surprise in chapter one while I listened to it. I gotta say, the football laces scene was extra good in your ears.
Oh yeah,
I mean, I loved it with my eyes, but it was even better with your ears. So it was just a really good way to start my new year. And then I do have, as I said a few times last year, that I was going to slow down. I have 4 ARCs sitting on my Kindle and a beta in my inbox ready to be read, but I am currently reading Savage Bonds, which there's book 2 in the Bonds That Tie series by Jay Bree. I read the first book as one of my 12 for 12 recs last year by Lindy, and I loved it. But then Armageddon it's a fantasy. Yes. White Shoes with Bonds. It's its own little subgenre world. Love I feel it. Like but I loved book one, and I had to set it aside for every other arc that felt like it came my way. So I wanted to start my year with something off my TBR that I just wanted to read because I wanted to read it. So hey, here we are.
What here a winner.
Yeah.
I ended New Year's with Training the Heart. I was so proud of myself for waiting.
I can't believe you waited.
I know. I waited until it came out, finished it that day. So good. 10 out of 10 recommend. The audio is out too. I did it with my eyeballs, but I do think the audio.
Okay.
I think the audio is out same day.
I'm not sure.
I think it's either out or I saw it on Audible for maybe pre-order, but so I did that. And then I start every year for the past 4 years with the book that brought me into the romance world, which is The Invitation by Vi Keelan. And I swear every time I read it, I fall more in love with Hudson. There is just something. It's like genuinely one of the funniest books I've ever read. And now that you've read it, I can't get enough of it. Like, there's just something about
the wedding speech.
That's what I was going to say. It is just hilarious that she was like, okay, like, I'm going to call your bluff. Like, you want me to go up here and do it? Like, I will, even though these are all strangers. And then she's like looking at the bride, like, you remember? And we're like, no, you're making everything up. And then like with her best friend Fisher there. Then as they're running out, they're like stealing thousands of dollars worth of champagne. It's just truly one of my favorite books ever. And I feel like I got so lucky that it was the first romance book like I ever read. I feel like sometimes people read really bad books right off the bat and then they're like
a little put off by it. Yeah,
but I love it. My mom also starts her year with it, so she read it and
oh, that's fun.
We were just giggling because it's hilarious. It's one of the funniest books I've ever read. I also started I think the 30th. I'm not done with it yet, but Binding 13, the first book in The Boys of Tommen. I'm not sure how to say that.
I'm not sure what the proper pronunciation is.
Cleo or Chloe Walsh. My brain is totally blanking, but
I think that was Chloe.
Chloe. Okay. That was my last 12 for 12 rec from May. Laura. I'm like, everyone knows we call them by their usernames. So I'm going to be counting that as December, no matter what anyone says. I'm going to finish it probably in like a day or two. So that was good. I also then like started on like New Year's, and yesterday I was doing a beta. I was already getting back into beta and into like work stuff, but I read one of the best novellas I've ever read. And it was a shifter romance. Like, it was so far out of what I normally read for fantasy and stuff. It was called Love at First Touch by Kat Graham. And it was so good. Like, I DM'd her and I was like, when is the second novella, like, coming? Like, it's a full novella series of this bear shifter clan. And I'm hooked. They're, like, 13 chapters, like, 89 pages. So good. Like, so possessive because their mates and all these things. I ate that up. And then I was like,
oh, that sounds good.
Like, I'm going to need more. She was like, you're going to have to wait a little bit. And I was like, I don't like that idea, honestly. And then I work for Elliot Rose and she just sent me the beta for Taming the Heart. And so I'm going back to Crimson Ridge Cowboys. And I really can't say too much about it, but you guys are going to eat it up. I was reading the first chapter and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so good. She's coming out swinging. So I also said I was going to slow down. Then I looked at January. That's definitely not happening in January. Like, I think I might read more in January than I did in November and December combined.
I know. I was feeling the same way looking at my list of books to read. I was like, oh boy, okay.
I was like, I have some more author work to get done. But I've been blessed by the art gods this month. And every, like, ALC I signed up for, I got, which I am genuinely so grateful. But also, like, what the fuck? Like, normally I was signing up for everything or that I wanted. I have been way more selective. But I was like, I won't get all of them. They're all, like, well-established authors. You know, sometimes PR companies, they can't give them all. And then they were like, here you go, here you go, here you go, here you go. And I was like, well, son of a bitch. I guess we're really diving
in.
Damn it. So much for me, like, I'm going to make content for every book I read. Wrong. That is not happening in January. That's not happening at all. But I did get my ALC of JP. I got my
e-arc of it as well. But she's got to be, unfortunately, at the end of the line because she's the last one to come out that I have.
Honestly, she probably will be happening this weekend when I should be doing other things because I just can't wait. Like, I just need to know what's going on. Like, I feel like
I know.
I've waited a long time for this man. He will probably be the only content I get out for January because, like, feel like I would be doing a disjustice to everybody since I haven't shut the fuck up about it since she told me, like, hey, your bullying worked. Wrote JP.
People be like, what's happening? Where's that
content?
Did
you not read it? So it's going to be a good month. The problem is this month is that, like, all of my, like, top auto-buy authors are releasing a fucking book. Like, that's what happened.
Like, this is the author's fault, not necessarily my fault.
Yes.
Like,
because I have been more picky. Like, I want to support debut authors, but there's only so much time. And I, like, feel like I gave my all in 2024. I read something like 102 new authors for me. So, like,
that's,
I feel
amazing.
Like, I've done a great job. But, like, A.L. Jackson's releasing a book. And then Lena is releasing a book. And Laura Pavlov's releasing her new series. And I'm just like, what's happening? You guys all have to stop. Like, all of them are coming and I don't know what's going on.
Can you guys coordinate this a little better? We would appreciate it.
I'm like, what are you guys doing? A.L. Jackson's, though, is her fantasy book, Visions of Darkness. And we mean that is on my list of one of my most anticipated reads. But it comes out in like 2 days or I think in between this episode going up and
the next one. Is it the 7th?
Yeah, I think it'll already be out. So I'm very excited for that. But it's definitely going to be one hell of a month. Like,
yeah.
Because just everything going on. So what are some of your, like, goals for this year? Have you set any? Are you a goal setter? Do you try
not
to?
I'm not really a goal setter, I'll be honest. I don't ever do goals. I don't do resolutions. Like, it's not my thing. But I guess in a sense, as I say that, I'm like now like, I have thought about it and I do have one goal, or I guess a couple of goals, but one specifically for Bookstagram is to show my face more on my stories. I tried to do it a little bit last year and I did it for like 2 or 3 days and then I just stopped and I just never went back to
it. I feel like even if you don't, like, if you get past the anxiety, it's just like there are just times where you just can't. Like, it would be way easier to go through and comment or something, you know what I mean?
Like, I need to not be so self-conscious about, like, my appearance and my house and my children and all of those things that can be happening. Like, I don't need to always set up my tripod and be completely quiet in the house and, like, me sitting and talking. You know, like, it can be more on the go in the moment type of that updates of reading and just saying hi. And I did that today. And a lot of people are like, you need to show your face more. And I'm like, I know, hold me accountable. So one of my goals is to be more face forward on my Instagram stories for
Bookstagram. That's a good Bookstagram. One. So, that yeah. is a good one. I feel like I will not commit to that solely for the fact that I'm always throwing up. So I feel like the last thing I want is to look at myself. Like I do it and I know people will be like, you look great. But like I get enough of it when we film once a week and I look at myself and I'm like, girl, you look like you've been through it. Like normally yeah. I'm like, girl, you're not looking too hot. And then I'm like, well, you don't have to see yourself till next Friday when you record again. So... Next.
And then I guess my only other goal is like to write reviews as soon as I'm done reading the book.
I used to be so good at it. Do you remember that?
Yes, I used to
write a review for every fucking book I read, whether it was an ARC, ALC or not. And then I guess it's just because my son got older and life got busier, but I'm just like, what? And I used to write really long reviews, but I think that's just kind of like, I've just phased out of it a little bit. Like less is more, but I don't know what happened with my reviews. I'm so bad at reviews right now.
It's definitely my Goodreads reviews. You can tell like, okay, she got that as an arc. Okay. She's just reading that for the hell of it. She got that as an arc. She got that for the hell of it. You know, there are different types and to be just more consistent and actually writing a review. I need to be
better about that too. Yeah. One of my goals this year is to read less so that I can enjoy what I'm reading more, if that makes sense. It's not like I normally don't read things like that I don't enjoy. I feel like I've read over 1,000 books now. I like know what I like and know what I don't like, but I just need to read less. Like it was too much. I need to make room for other things. Like I have all these other like hobbies and activities that I like to do, but I just completely gave all of them up. Because I was just like, well, I'll just read instead, which I mean is great.
Yes, it
is. I would like to get back into bookbinding and get back into a lot of my like crafts. Like, I don't know. I just feel like
speaking of your bookbinding.
I know. I was.
No, pointed out that you made the manacled behind me?
I don't so. Yeah. Huh. So that was my first book I ever found completely, like printed off the page.
I was actually recently talking to this with OMG Becky, whose name is actually Jesse. What a mind fuckery that is. Okay.
Why do you guys do this to me?
But I was showing her your manacled that you made me because she was reading it as a reread. Yeah. She loves it. She is obsessed with this. And she gave me the order of what Dramini order to go in. And she did support this as being the first.
Good.
So, but I sent her a couple of pictures and she was just blown away by it. Yeah, I'm so blown away by it.
Yeah, that one was cool because I made it from nothing. Because you can do, if you guys aren't familiar with bookbinding, you can... do like a rebind, which is if like we took one of these books that's behind us and like I ripped the cover off and did it that way, or you print out, you know, 1,000 pages and then you're like hand sewing them and doing all these. But like those are the type of crafts I'm like I like a good like intricate like when people like question like why the fuck do you do that craft, like that's the type of crafting I like to do. So I want to get back into that. I have some things I've started that I need to finish, but like life really got in the way after I feel like life went downhill and just like the chaotic category once we moved. Like I just it took so long to resettle in with the move, and then the summer happened and then my like birthdays and then I was pregnant and now it's January 2025. I'm just like, okay, well I guess we're here. But I also think like just reading less, because like I definitely have lost. I hit probably my worst burnout, if not my first real burnout in my like 4 years of reading, almost 5 years of reading. And it hit hard. Like November and December, people were like, wow, like, where are you? I'm like, well, one, like I am sick, but two, like I am so burnt out. Like I way overdid it. Like I was which it's on me. I was just trying to do too much, trying to support too many authors, which it's a great thing to support them. But like, I was just spread way too thin. And then like getting my first job with Luna, even though it's part-time, but like as a stay-at-home mom. And then like all my other.
You're already doing a full-time job with being a stay-at-home mom. So you got a job and a half now.
And then like the other side biz of just like authors that are like, hey, like, can you make content or do content pools? Or this, and I'm just like, okay. So it's like two part-time jobs plus my full-time job of being a parent and now growing a human, I'm like, okay, we need to slow back down. And I feel like a big part of finding my spark will be with what I want, which is rereads. Like, I've said it a few times, but I've been like really giddy. Like, normally I haven't been like giddy in a while. Like, there's new releases that I'm excited about, but like, I was like looking at my shelves and I like saw Rena Kent and I was like, I'm coming for you. I was like, I am coming
back to you, girl.
I was like, I'm coming for you, girl. You can't hide from me. So
I'm excited to meet Rena this year. I am bound and determined. I am pumped.
I feel like I'll start with the trilogy, the Deviant King trilogy, and then I'll be like, okay, let's go into something else, and the something else will probably just be more Rena, because once you're in like her world, it's hard to get out of it because it's so good. But they are bully romances, they are intense, they're not really like dark. I've said it before, they're not like dark like Haunting Adeline, but they're definitely like public humiliation style. Like, the best thing I can think is if like you've read Dean, like you've read Dean Yenin. So it's like Dean Yenin on steroids.
That's a good way to phrase it.
I like can't, I'm so excited. Like, I was staring at her like, I don't know when I'm gonna get to you, but it's gonna be soon, I hope.
Yes.
And then I want to keep growing the podcast. I'm enjoying it. We have like fun interviews planned, but I'm also trying to like slow down with that and just like let it be us, because I think a lot of people enjoy that too, and I enjoy it a lot too, because I feel like sometimes we can't, like, not that we're always ourselves and we're always yapping, but I just feel like when it's the two of us, it's like way more unhinged, and to me,
very much so. Yes,
so much more fun. Like, I love it.
1000%. And not like, to toot our own horns, but
no, but like, you guys want to hang out with us because we're unhinged and have fun. Like, I have to be on into my best behavior when these authors are here, so they're not like psycho.
What's she about?
Literally. And then, I mean, it's not a book goal, but I just want to, like, you know, have a good delivery, a healthy baby.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
I'm like, I'm manifesting that right off the bat. Everyone's like, your pregnancy's been so hard, it should be a good delivery. I'm like, it fucking better be.
Right?
It literally has to be.
All this bullshit, I deserve a way
I'm
easy
like, I'm
birth,
fucking
okay?
Demanding it. Plus, I think like trying to learn how to slow down in these beginning months will help when I'm forced to slow down, like in the newborn stage, but it won't feel so like sad. Do you know what I mean? Am I making sense? Like, I feel like if it just hit all at once, it'll be like, oh, like your whole life changed, even though they're good things. But I feel like if I can like...
Yeah, you're easing into it.
Ease into it, get used to it.
Taking baby steps to get there.
Yes. Get used to the idea of like, you're gonna have two kids. And everyone has told me 1 to 2 is the hardest, which I'm glad. Yeah. Like, not glad that, but like glad people are honest about it and moms are honest about it. But I have a lot of moms that are like newer moms with their second are like, I've never read less than when I went from 1 to 2. And I'm like, okay, I need to prepare for that. But...
And I can't say one way or the other because I was not a reader when I made that transition. So...
I don't sleep a lot, number one. That must be like my anxiety, but I am a big like TV watcher and stuff like that, but I took a step back. So like, I'm like excited to be able to like watch movies again. Like, I'm trying to like hold off on some things, even though they're like coming out now. I'm like, if we wait, I will have things to do later, like to help slow down more when I know that like I won't be locked into the book. I'm glad that a lot of the releases I want and are my most excited are before June.
Yes.
Like, a lot of my year is...
The authors were doing you a favor for that.
Literally. All the authors are like, okay, like, let's release pre-June. I'm like, yay! I don't know. Yes. I don't even know what I'm missing.
I was watching the past couple of nights. I've watched a couple of episodes of The Last Kingdom. I've already seen it, but like, I am so wanting to get back into historical romances, specifically Scottish historical romances soon. January is like, fuck you, Brittany, that's not happening.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe in
January.
January
really is fucked.
Yeah. So I don't know. It just kind of made me feel really excited for looking forward
to
some
good
TV historical romance.
Like, if you guys don't know this about me, I am chronically online. Like, that's my problem is you're looking when they're like, that's an iPad kid. No. This is like a chronically online woman. Like, I was in the YouTube era like way long ago and I never left it. Like, at any given time, Britt can text me and I'll be like, I'm watching a YouTube video. Like, I'm on YouTube. I'm doing this. I'm on TikTok doing a deep dive on some random lore. Like, I don't know. I'm just chronically online, but I haven't rewatched a lot of my things that I normally do. Like, I haven't finished True Blood, my rewatch, which normally we're done with by this time. And like one of my favorite shows of all time is The Magicians, and I haven't watched it in like a year. So I'm like, okay, we're going to get back into like some regular grooves for me, because I feel like I'm all over the place. Like, I have no idea what's going on. Motherhood is not for the weak, folks. Let me tell you.
It is not.
Oh, God. If there's one thing I wish that someone would have told me when, because everyone's like, warns you about the newborn stage, which like, I get, like, they're a teeny human, you're keeping them alive, but I thrived in the newborn stage. And I think you said you did too.
Like, I did too. I loved the newborn stage. I thrived
in the newborn stage. I thought it was great. My son turned 13 months and I feel like I have blinked and we are here. And now he's almost 2.5. And I wish someone would have just been like, you know that like 2 and 3 are like chaos. I'm like, not it's one
fucking
person.
Insanity.
No one said it until we were getting closer to the age. And I'm just like, I would have been better prepared. Like, I just feel like I could have been any type of better prepared. Like, readjusted my mindset a little bit, but I feel like I was so scared for the
newborn.
Nobody
prepared
phase.
Me for the sleep regression at age 5 that still has not
oh
stopped.
My gosh, no you're
yeah
kidding.
It's awful. Every night that child, my youngest who's 5, is in our bed kicking one of us out, and it's just
did you ever let him, not that there is a problem, but did you ever let him sleep with you, or did it
no.
only start when he was older?
It only See, started when I'm he was older. He was the best fucking sleeper ever, and like, this is karma for something, I don't know, but now he like, ever since kindergarten, that they say that it's a huge jolt to their system with all that they're learning and soaking in, and I get yeah. it, and like, he's like saying like that he's scared and he's nervous and learning all these new emotions and things, and I'm just like, okay, buddy, well, I want to go back to sleep, so like, come on yeah. over, I guess.
Like, you're like, I guess, come on in. I know.
Is it the right way? I don't know. Should we like have kept him in his room? And I'm just not the person that wants to try and like lay on the uncomfortable floor. I want to go back to my bed and be comfy and fall back asleep and just have them right next to me. But like, it was a new thing and it's not gone away.
Oh gosh. But at least you're honest. Like, I feel like I've learned a lot about stages to come because you're honest, and people be like, you don't want to scare moms. Why is it being scared? It's just letting the information out there.
Giving them some food for thought to like prepare for it and not like, feel so alone when they're like,
yes,
fucking A, what's happened? Why are we going backwards?
I am quite aware that I am in the 1% of women that get pregnant and have hyperemesis, but 1% of women is still 15 million women in a year. And the amount of people that are like, the amount of women, let me rephrase it, the amount of women that are like, I've never heard of this, never knew it was a thing, had no idea until I started being open about it. That's crazy to me. But I didn't know about it until like, I was pregnant the first time.
The only reason I know about it is because Catherine, the Princess of Wales, she had it with all of her pregnancies.
Yes.
And so they would have to announce sooner than what, quote unquote,
everyone
is, like,
wanted.
Everyone wants to, because
you're
she had to be hospitalized a few times.
Yes.
And
like,
I mean, they
I just got out of the hospital,
but, like,
the other day.
People work there. People talk. Like, it's going to get out that Catherine's down the hall, you know? So like, they had
and
to
I
make those announcements. But that's the only reason I know about
it. No, yeah. I had some random woman, like, literally a stranger. I had no idea who she was. But like, Threads takes your stuff. It's like Twitter, you know, it takes your stuff and send it off. And all these people were being like very supportive. And then she was like, I don't know why you would talk about this. You're just scaring people from getting pregnant.
No.
That's not true. I think that it's not fair that people are like, if you're not thankful and fucking radiating sunshine the whole time, then like, you're ungrateful. That is so not true. And that is so not fair. Like,
not true.
The only reason
all.
I'm doing this is because I love my child and I want another one. I could have very easily gone a different path. Like, I feel like it's so disheartening to some women, like when they're like, oh, I hated being pregnant. And then a lot of people have been like, I hated being pregnant and I didn't even have anything wrong. Like, I didn't have hyperemesis. I didn't throw up every day, but they didn't like it. And I'm just like, that's okay. Like, I'm trying to normalize it more because it is just so, it's so weird to me, the whole stigma around it. And I do like the book community because I feel like a lot of like women in it are like, be honest, like be open, share
your
knowledge.
Yes, they want the honesty. They want
and
to share
honestly
what's
met
happening.
3 or 4 that have had hyperemesis, like as bad as me. And it's just, and I wish they didn't, but it's been so nice not have to say anything. But then at the same time, they're like, nope. Totally get it. Like, and I'm like, you know, it's just like,
within
you know what
the
I
book
mean?
Community,
it's so comforting.
I found a couple other non-speaking autistic moms. Like, you know, like not very many people know what you're feeling or going through. And
yeah,
so
and
when
it's like,
you're able to find someone,
I appreciate
it's just
when
so
you chat with me about it.
Yes.
But I know that there is only like up to 70% that I'll ever understand. Like the rest, the other 30% or whatever, like I will never be able to understand no matter how sympathetic and empathetic I am, because I don't, my child isn't like, does not have any.
And it's not to say that it's not great to have other mom friends to talk to. Like you need everyone to talk to, but it's certain days you just need someone to talk to that knows what the fuck you're feeling and going through. You can just like
text them and be like, I'm literally dying. And then they're like, yep, I completely understand. Like, don't even have to say anything more.
Behaviors are that, like, little, the victories that we celebrate are way different than the neurotypical kids and parents are celebrating. But you just have to have those people in this community. It's great for finding those people.
Yeah, and then it is great when you can, like,
people like that.
Go to someone else and, like, just have a completely different, like, talking point and, like, point of view with them. Because, like, they don't have any kids. Or, like, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes it's nice to go into that headspace and be like, let's just pretend and live in la-la land, because that's not on them. Like, they're just living their life and their journey. But it's nice to be able to have all the avenues. And a lot of this community is women, which is fantastic because overall, most women just get it whether they have kids or not. Like, I understand, you know, at least the, like, empathy side of it all, which is so nice. But it's been a journey. Like every once in a while someone comes out of the woodwork to try to like give their two cents, and a lot of times it's like some random man, and I'm literally like, no one invited you here.
What are you doing here? Did you get lost?
No one likes you. Like straight up, I literally normally go to their little thing and I tag Mr.'s Mud Daddy and I'll be like, ew. Like, and then Ryan probably like runs them off the face of the planet, because I'm like, why are you here? Like, no one
what
wants
are you
you
doing
here.
Don't wait, tampon, okay?
Yeah, literally. And Mr. Spot Daddy has no care in the world. He does not care. Don't be mean to me and don't talk to me when I don't want you to. Okay, these random men.
Just
literally
so much.
I feel like he has like his own little group of people that are like that he like interacts with and talks to, and it's like, because he's always like hyping up the podcast and stuff and like helps to get our name out there, and like he has like a Reddit community. I have no
idea.
I saw
that. I was like, I don't understand.
I have no idea.
Do I have to do anything?
No, I have no idea how to use Reddit. I get on Reddit to like this one subreddit that is like the most factual Taylor Swift information before it comes out. And I've been following it for a long time. But
all I know is it shows up in my Google searches a lot when I'm trying to find shit for books or other things. And I'm like, okay, sure. And sometimes it lets me look at it and sometimes it doesn't.
It doesn't.
And I'm
sometimes
like,
it'll be like
I don't
private.
Understand. I'm so old.
Yeah, I know. I have no idea what's going on over there. And then like one day he was like, you have a whole subreddit for the podcast.
Wonderful.
I'm like, good, you're work. Awesome. I'm like, you're a great you. Producer and a great manager of us, because look at us. We don't know what the fuck we're doing.
I show up and talk. That's all I got. Okay?
Yeah. I'm like, I do the socials, which is fine. And that's no hate on you. Like, I started this journey and pulled you in and was like, let's do this. But like, I'm like, I run Instagram and I get it up on YouTube and on the RSS website. I'm like, besides that, I don't honestly know what more you want from me, which is why we have him. He's like, I'll go forth and make sure it grows. I'm like, okay.
Go with God. Godspeed,
like,
my friend.
I'm investing in some branding for, like, I would like to get like an official brand, but that's like all I know. And I'm still not doing it. You know, I put the feeler out, had other friends come to me and be like, this is a good one. And this is a good one. And then I just pick. Like, I'm like, I am useless, honestly. I feel like I finally understand
right
what authors
you.
Say when they're like, I wrote the book, but I don't know how to market it. Okay, well, I created a podcast, and I don't know how to market it either. And then I feel like others are like, well, we just want to come on so our name gets out there. I'm like, will it get out there if you come on and I'm not marketing it? That's where I get stressed. I'm like, wait a minute. And we do have great viewers.
We have a great system.
We do.
You do
that
great
is no
with running
we, honestly,
the socials.
We have grown a lot, like way faster than I thought, which is incredible. Like, it's not all about numbers, but then like, I get like they send like a weekly email or a monthly email, and they'll be like, you grew this percent. Of course, I don't know what any of it means, but we're always in the green. So I'm like,
that's wonderful.
I'm like, we're doing great, Britt. We're doing so good. Oh my gosh. See, this is why we can't always have guests on, or you're never going to get random side mother tangents.
Thanks for hanging with us, guys.
Literally. Okay. What are some of your most anticipated releases? I feel like a very obvious one for us is Onyx Storm.
Yes.
I feel like the whole world right now is in their like fourth wing reread.
I didn't have it on my list only because I knew it was on your list. So I was like,
it is on my list. It was the first one I wrote down because I'm like, listen, I'm getting some fucking answers. I don't know. We might be able to squeeze in like a deep dive right before, which could be good to jog your memory. I'll just have a bunch of bullet point notes.
Say, and do you have yes, I'm notes like, summaries to send me?
I am very excited for it. I feel like a lot of people are like really worried because they're like the things that like Rebecca's been like dropping and they're like, oh no. And I'm just like, she said my girl Vi is good. She said that Violet is going to come out on top. So honestly, everything else, we're okay.
Everything else is fine. It doesn't matter as long as that's good.
What is like your most anticipated? Do you think there's one that stands out the most?
I'm excited about a lot, but I am going to highlight His Greatest Muse by Hannah Cowan. The audiobook finally comes out on January 14th.
And that's one of your favorite books of all time.
It is one of my, yes, all-time favorite books. Comfort read. I read it twice last year. I love Noah and Tiny so much. They are the epitome of soulmates, and I am so excited to finally have this be in my ears because it's been a long time coming. There were a lot of bumps along the road, but we are finally here. Hannah's probably so grateful that I will no longer be DMing her or putting in a question box. Question
when
asking,
is it coming? When is it
when's
coming?
The audiobook coming for His Greatest Muse? When do we get to hear Noah and Tiny? Do you know any updates on the audiobook for His Greatest Muse? Hannah? Like, she's going like to be so glad that, when this like, date passes and I stop having that as an avenue to slide
like
into
to
our
think
DMs
that, like,
about
Hannah me. And Lena appreciate our craziness.
Yeah, because then it's just going to shift to, how's that Noah and Tiny novella that you're working mm-hmm. on?
That'll I'm excited to read them. I've been I was going to get to it, and then I'm just like, then when she announced the audio, I was like, I'm gonna hold out. I'm such an audiobook girly.
You
like,
are. It makes sense. I think 80... I flat out told you when she finally had a set date. I was like, okay, we're not that too many. Yes. Like, I think we were a few months out of that point or something like that. I was like, you just need to hold off and wait.
I'm really excited because of all the hype. Not even just from you, from everyone. Everyone's like, this is great. You're gonna love it. So I am excited. Because I would say like 90% of what I read is audio. So yeah. I am very excited too. I forgot it was January.
Yes, it's just been such a long time coming. Like that is my most anticipated for the year. And I get to start it. So I'm excited.
It's crazy that like we have really anticipated ones and they are in January. Like
yes.
I would say probably JP.
I was going to say JP. I knew JP. He was going to be on your list, but I also put him on my list.
I was like, I feel like I have to call it by the book title now, but for so long there was no book title. It was just like JP, but just like that.
Just
comes
like that.
Comes out on the 20th.
When I did the cover reveal, I picked the Ludacris song and it made me think of our hockey video that we did.
Oh, yes. Oh,
it was fun.
I am pumped beyond belief. I feel like I am always in Lena's DMs and she was like, I'm nervous that you're not going. Like, what if it doesn't live up to hype? I'm like, don't sell yourself short like that, girl. Like,
yes, don't do that.
Everything's going to be
confidence.
Fine.
It's going to be
one
wonderful.
One of my friends got her beta, got her arc and already finished it and was like, I love you. She was like, I love you. Thank you. Like, thank you for bullying an author. And I was like, this makes me so excited. Like,
I'm
people
so
are
it
loving
now.
It. But that is definitely one of my most anticipated just because, I mean, it's Lena. I don't know what more people want me to say. She's like, my God, I'm very excited. I am very, like, fantasy driven this year. I don't know. I mean, I love fantasy. Like, all of my special editions right now, I don't think there's anything up here that's not fantasy besides Lena. they're not finished yet, but I would say this is a very fantasy heavy year for me, but I'm pumped. Like Visions of Darkness by AL comes out like we said in like a week or something.
Yeah.
The Rival Crown, the third book in the Veiled Kingdom series by Holly Renee.
Yeah, the cover reveal just came out.
Oh
this
my
week.
Gosh, it's
so pretty,
gorgeous. Yeah. I love her special editions that she does on her website that are all hardbacks and pink with like the character art on it. Those are the ones that I buy. Those probably need to come down here. Let's see what else. Like Fearless, the third book from I don't remember the series name, but Lauren Roberts. That's powerful.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then the saddest novella you'll ever read in all
Reckless?
Of your life. Reckless is two.
Okay.
Powerless, Powerful is the novella. Then Reckless was book two. So book three is Fearless. And I'm pumped for that. Like, I'm a little bit scared, but I'm really excited because of all the characters that we met, about the important character that we met in Powerful, that like it didn't make sense for them to show up that much like in book two because it was like all leading up to book three. So I'm very excited about that. And Devney. Devney has her first fantasy coming out, which is Shield of Sparrows. Oh God. I'm like nervous for. Not that I think it'll be bad, but I'm nervous.
More excited or more nervous?
More nervous. And yeah. It's not because I think it'll be bad. It's just because I'm afraid that it's going to change like everything about the way that like I read and like view fantasy. It will never be Throne of Glass. It just won't. But I'm worried that she's going to really move up there and start knocking other girls out. And I'm just like, what are you doing? You're taking over every fucking category of my life. Small town, you're in my top three. I feel like now you're coming for fantasy. Like, slow down, girl. You gotta slow down. But I'm really excited. Like, it's such a beautiful cover. I don't know. I want Mr. Smut Daddy to read it with me because he really wants to dive in and see some more fantasy. I told him that he should do a 12 for 12 and let me pick all of them. And he's like, no, I'm nervous about that.
I would be nervous about that too.
I was like, you're nervous because what? Like 8 out of the 12 months will be like, this book of Throne of Glass, this book. he's like, I'm just worried. He likes, side note, he's in love with Vi Keelan. He loves Vi Keelan's writing. And we were just bullying Katie's Shelf of Smut into reading The Rivals. And then she read it and it was her favorite book of December. And I was like,
Oh,
yeah, Mr. Smut Daddy. That's the type of power that we have right now. Bullying the girlies into reading our favorite books. Like, that's one of his favorite books he's read from the romance world. But what else is on your list? What are some things you've got going on? You're a lot more small town or why choose?
I do have a Why Choose. The Puck Decoy was on my favorites of last year in May. But The Puck Chase, the next book, which is MM with Damon and Archer with the beautiful purple cover that comes out on the 10th. So like right after this comes out, I think. So I am super excited for that one. But then the Why Choose with Jen Plummer in her spinoff Good series, Girl. Sweet Girl.
Sweet Girl.
Sweet Girl, which is Emma and Dom, Aiden, and Cruz. So
we're
on
Playgirl, right?
I think so.
I know exactly. I can see the cover with her in like the pink dress and the blonde hair.
Yep. So I'm excited to see Why Choose and Small Town come together because that's not.
It doesn't happen that often.
It doesn't happen that often. So I am really excited for that. In that same world, then Love Me, the third book, the like main book.
Of the main series.
Yes. In March, which will be best friends to lovers in arranged marriage or marriage of convenience, not arranged marriage, marriage of convenience to save the bakery. So Liam and Hannah really looking forward to that, which she described Liam as Charlie Hunnam. And so I was like, heck yeah.
Oh,
like she just flat out put it out there.
And she was like, this is who you're going to be picturing. You're like, I'm telling you, this is who you're picturing.
And then in March, we get the next book in Jay Wilder or Jess's series, the Twisted Vows series, A Devious Arrangement, which is Bash's book, which I am looking forward to.
I need to read book two.
Yes, you do.
So that I can be ready.
And then also at the end of March is the final book in the paranormal romance that Sadie's done with Bound in Blood.
Yes.
So yes.
My mom loved that, the first one. She really, really enjoyed the first one. So I definitely, I have it on my list. I don't know if she's read the second one yet, but I know she read and loved the first. So probably she's
The second one came out in December. So
okay, I'll have to make sure to remind her because she didn't know. But yeah, she ate the first one up. So I was like, okay, that is on my radar. Yeah. Obviously,
and it ended on the like biggest cliffhanger fucking ever.
Oh, she was probably pissed knowing my mom.
And now we have to wait till the end of March because she's got in her Manhattan series another book coming out later this month. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it though to have that conclusion. And it's been a good first vampire series for me. So
there's just something about vampires. I mean, I'm like everyone knows that like. I mean, I feel like there are a lot of books coming out that I'm excited for, but I don't know. I just know. I have a feeling that this could be the year where I move out of my permanent residence of small town and I put it in fantasy because there's just
I feel like I've felt that shift with you already.
I just love it. And I know a lot of people that don't like fantasy, which is total. I get it. I totally understand. They are not for everybody. But I feel like it really makes like my brain, like the brain of like that's always trying to piece together like who done it and what's going on. Like the amount of world building you have to have for fantasy, that's where my brain is like, okay, like let's go time. Like let's hunker down and like figure out what book 8 is going to be about. And we're on like chapter 2 of book 1. But there are some good small towns, like Catherine Cowles has the fourth book of Sparrow Falls coming out. What is that? Beautiful Exile. Very excited about that. Harlow James has book 3, 4, and 5 of the Carrington Cove series. She's completing the whole series this year. And a novella. And the first book of a new series she put out. Like, like she said, like, this is what my schedule is going to be for this year. So, like, I know.
That is impressive.
Oh, my gosh. And like I just mentioned in my wrap up, like, there's something about her small town that it is, like, been so bingeable. She wants to get into my top 3 more than anything. And she really might do it after this Carrington Cove series, which is crazy to me. Because, like, Devney and Lena's not going anywhere. But, like.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not that she's bad. It's just like AL. I get worried sometimes because I love her so much. But like there are so many good small town authors out there.
Oh,
because like,
she's got the second one in her Moonlit Ridge with coming out. Under an Endless Moon. February 10th, that's going to be great. That one's coming out.
I did try to sign up for the ALC of that. Me, I'm like, I'm going to slow down. I did sign up for the ALC of that.
I got that email. I was like, damn it. From Here to Attorney was just my favorite book in December. So, yep, signing up for it.
And it was so good.
Okay, fine.
I love her covers. I love like all of her covers. I love the way she does her couples and the way she does her discreets, and especially with these like bold colors, like with first with the pot pink and now with the blue. I'm like, those are the details that like I always want to know, like what's the color going to be for 3.
Yes, please tell us. I'm also looking forward to the last book in the Windy City series, Rewinding Back, comes out in May. So I feel Rio's like book
there. Yes, I'm like, there is no hate to that. It falls back because I just wasn't in it when everyone else was.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's where some of my, like, other series are stuck in my brain. Then people will be like, did you read Windy City? And I'm like, this year. Well, 2024. Like, I can't believe I waited so long. But I am really excited. What color is that one? Green?
Is it green?
Because Play With Me was purple.
Yes. Or Play Along was purple.
Play Along, yes. Which, I know, like I said, doesn't matter. But I'm just a girl. I just love a detail. Like, book color, especially because I do my, well, and you do now because I bullied you, doing rainbow order for books that I really hunker down and look. And, like, I feel like some people are like, I don't really care what the spine looks like. I'm like, I fucking care what your spine looks like. Like, I am someone that is judging your spine of a book.
I don't think she's released the color for real.
Oh, okay.
Yet.
Maybe
unless
it was
this one story. I don't know if you're gonna, you know, it's like weird. I don't know.
No, it's okay.
It's kind of
maybe it was we got to vote on it.
Yeah.
I feel like green had
unless missing it.
It definitely, it very well could be not out yet. I do remember getting
Mile High was blue, Right Move pink, Caught Up orange, Play Along purple.
Yeah. So
I feel like green's got to be it, right?
It's got to be like, or like tealy type of color. Yeah. It'll be so good with Rio, though.
And then also in May is Riding the High, the third book in Summer Times by Paisley.
I need it.
And I don't think it's been released yet, but I feel like the next book in The Hounds of Hell is going to be like spring 2025.
Oh,
I feel
really?
Like I saw that in a teaser. Yes. But don't quote
me. I didn't
me
write
it
down, but it just popped in my head. I don't know why. But like Gianna Darling has a few books coming out this year, too.
Yes. One of them's later this month.
One of them's this month. The Moon in His Ties.
Yes. And she just put out a schedule too today or recently.
Yes. That's what made me think about it.
I was really bummed because like she's coming out with this sports one, which I think is cool, but she's not coming out with any new Fallen Men this year. So.
Yeah. She was said something about like that. She needed to take a step back, which I get. I need to read Asking for Trouble still. That is definitely one that I need to read.
I did read that. That was one of the last books that I got to at the end of last year.
Yeah, for like your 10 for 10.
Yeah, and I still love the series, but it wasn't one of my favorites, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
It's just the way it goes.
I heard that it was like good, like middle of the road, which I mean, hey, it's always got to be somewhere.
Like, I gave it a 3.5 star.
You know, it was they're like, always going to fall somewhere. I mean, I'm also way in the minority when people are like, what's your favorite? I'm like, hi, officer. Would you like to handcuff me and do terrible things to me in your car, please? Like, I'm obsessed with Officer Dare.
Okay, so Steph and Jordan just went through the Fallen Men journey.
Did
and
they love
Zeus, first and foremost, but they love Lion second. Like, they rave like, about Officer Danner.
That honestly makes sense for them. Well, like, yeah. In my brain for them, because yes. We do align a lot on, like, when people are like, that one's not my fave. I feel like we're always like, hi, there's three of us that loved it. But I don't know.
I go from Zeus to Nova. Like, those two are my top two in that series.
I love Lion. I loved HR.
Yeah.
Oh, like, I would reread just his book.
They had a really, I mean, that was my first dom sub relationship that I ever
read. I'm obsessed.
Read.
And I feel like, so honestly, and it's like literally nothing. It's nothing against it. I just never gravitated towards like cop romances. Mm-hmm. Like, that would never be the first one that I picked up because, like,
yeah,
it just wasn't for me. Like, there are, like, my mom loves cop romances and like military romances. But those weren't my favorite. So then when I read him and then I had to put it down, like, damn. Like, that, I was like, this one is fucking great. I also think, like, just the action. Like, I know they all have action, but that one was so, undercover. And I just, you know me, it made perfect sense where I was like, Lion, what did you do? You fucked up my whole mindset. And now I still think about him.
I love that so much. Your voice notes from that series read were just some of my
greatest
moments.
Let's tell the audience. I obviously love books that make you emotional. Like, I love a good whodunit or like let's cry fest, all of this. And I had MC books, number one, as most of you know, aren't my go-to because they're always boys clubs and that pisses me off because, like, don't tell me that I can't do something. But I was reading it and you start with book one, Lessons in Corruption. And I'm like, okay, like, this is literally illegal, but it's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you can't fuck your student, but it's okay. It was actually really good.
He was 18, you guys.
But he's still her student. Don't you even start then. You keep reading and you keep reading. And you're like, wow, like, this is so good. Then you get, I can't even remember what that, Before the Fall. After the Fall.
After the Fall.
And You start reading it and you're like, wow, this is really interesting. Like, we're about to have a book about all the characters we just read. Like, that's genuinely what I thought going in. I was like, this is like a fun wrap up to like who all we just read.
Boy, major was spoiler she wrong. Alert.
If you have not read the Fallen Men series by Gianna Darling, first off, they kill a dog. Straight to jail. Literally.
It's not funny.
Straight to fucking jail. Like, and Britt knows, like, I don't handle pet
Between
deaths.
Between you and Claire what? Sending me the worst DMs about that moment.
Like, I was like, okay, so you killed a dog for no fucking reason. The dog definitely could have lived. And then I was like, whatever. Not whatever, but like, okay, at least it wasn't a person. You're like reading and you're like, at least a fucking person didn't die. So then when you learn that he gets shot or whatever off a fucking cliff and then it jumps to like a year later, I don't send voice notes. The way that I literally was ready to end my whole fucking friendship with Britt, and I'm not kidding. Like, you might be like, huh, that's overdramatic. I was 100% ready to be like, this is over. Like, we're breaking up.
What are you doing?
You don't
this
know.
This is not cool. This is a
You don't know
move.
A fucking thing about me that you, like, I literally was like, I only read HEAs. Like, I was like, well, why would you do that? I read HEAs. That's why you read romance. I was so pissed at Gianna. I was like, you can't classify this as a romance book, Gianna. Like, you're not allowed to do that if it's not an HEA. Like, I was ready to throw in the whole fucking town. He's fine. Let's just get that out there. He's fine.
He's A-okay in Alaska, you guys.
He's just working around Alaska like a fucking loser. I was so...
He had his reasons, Libby.
I know. But I just... It's the way that none of them are even gravitating. How fucking pissed I was. Maybe if I can go back and find them, I will literally have Bryden insert the audio clips here.
Yes.
Of me yelling at Britt. Because that was fucking bullshit. And literally, I was bawling my eyes out. I gagged definitely in one of them because I was crying so hard. And I remember
she was not pregnant when she read it.
Oh, no, no. I was just.
It wasn't gagging for that reason.
Nope. I wasn't gagging because I was pregnant. I was gagging because I was crying so hard and I was so emotionally distraught that someone that claims to be my best fucking friend had me read Tragedy.
Telling her, like, remember who was telling you to read this book?
And I was like, I am. You don't know anything about me. You clearly don't know anything about me. It was such like a teenage girl.
Just, you gotta keep reading. Keep reading.
It was so like teenage girl going up and slamming her door, yelling at her mom. I'm like, you don't know anything about me. Like, why would you do that? He's fine.
He's fine.
He's literally fine. He's on my shit list. Not my punch list. Just my shit list. Because that, no. You know the last time I got like that? Take a guess. There's really only one other man that fooled me so fucking good. I was livid.
All I can think about is Frank's wife.
No, that was a good. But Danny Black. I remember reading Danny Black and being like, so this isn't romance. I literally was like, so Jody, what the fuck is this? Not romance. I digress, but anyway, see, anyway. Tangents. Love the random tangents, but
love it.
I'm going to see if he can find those or if you still have them, send it.
I do still have it.
And I will have them in shirt because that is bullshit. So you guys are about to hear some fucking crazy ass shit. And they are my real emotions. I did not hold back.
I'm so giddy to find where they are. Well, maybe I, oh shit. I don't, it might take me a minute because of this damn photo albums update. Any of my shit is anymore, but I have them on my phone.
Oh, they should probably run into like videos or something, but that'll be a real treat for you guys because Father Lib doesn't normally voice note and Father Lib was pissed. I think that was the last time I was like furious. Yep. Like
that. And I was just cackling like the whole time.
I know. That's what was making me more mad. And she was like, it's fine. No, you don't get to tell me it's fine. It's not.
I love you. Keep reading. I think that's exactly what I said.
Oh, what else is on your list?
Two debuts that I am excited to have other people read because I've already been blessed to read them. Letting Go by Liz Colbert. Firefly Scribe was her bookstagram handle, if you know her as that. That is coming out in spring of 2025. And then Trusting the Fall by Emmy Good is coming out late spring, early summer of 2025. And both are great and debuts. And I am super pumped for other people to read it. And then the other book that I have on my list is Ashley Warren's Dark Cowboy that I did the first third of the alpha. And you guys are in for a treat. Like, I'm
pumped. I love everything she's teasing for. I cannot wait to get my beta of it.
Marketing already of it and the branding. Oh, it's just gorgeous. And it's like
so good.
So good. So I'm like, I don't really have time, but when's the second part coming my way? Because I want to keep going because she cut us off at a real bitch place to cut someone off.
Like, I have that wrote down. I also had her giggling today because she was like, my street team is open. And so I like DM'd her and I was like, I applied. She was like, you had no choice. I was like, I just wanted to make sure all my ducks were in a row.
I should probably double check if I need to do that.
You probably are good, honestly. She's probably like, what are you guys doing? Like, you beta read, you alpha read, you do everything. But I was just like, I thought I was.
I just don't want to miss out on anything. Yep, I just want to make sure I'm on the right list, you know?
Sam Wild, we had on her
February 11th
is coming. Yep, that's coming. I'm really excited. I'm about to get my arc for that. That was one I knew because she was like, hey, are you good to arc read? And I was like, yes, I cannot wait. There's just too many. Tamara Renee, who's someone that I found through Luna. Her debut, Living with Fire, came out in September. But book two, Memories of Fire, is coming out next year. And I'm very excited because this is Luke's book. And then it gets me one step closer to Liam. And it's the way that I talk to her every day about Liam. I love that. I'll be like, hey, that's her JP. I'll be like, so Liam, what are you doing with Liam? What is Liam doing right now? What do you think Liam wants for Christmas? And she'll be like, she'd be like, you're about to beta read Luke. And I'm like, but what's Liam doing? So I feel bad. Sometimes I do feel bad.
I just thought of another one too. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's okay. Sometimes I do feel bad though, because I don't want authors to think I don't care about the ones in between. I do.
I know.
They're all important stepping stones. But like, you can't fault me for getting one of them in my brain. You put them on the first or second page of the first book, and then you expected my brain to forget about them? No. I mean, I've wanted JP King since Wyatt's
Sullivan's book, which is book one of this whole fucking thing. You see him for about 4 seconds. He's not even on page. They're like, the asshole over there, JP. And I was like, who's JP?
Is that when we get the crickets?
Yes. Okay. Because he's in his office and then he's like driving down the street and he literally like stops his car and is like, I hear them. They're here and they're everywhere. And they put one in his car as well. It's so good. But like, that's not my fault. Lena shouldn't have put him on the page.
Yeah.
Me blaming the authors. This is your fault. This is all your guys' fault. You got it one more?
Yes. Molly Goins, Picture Us, her new series, the Boston Blues series, comes out February 21st. Ooh. And I beta read that, and Will and Callie are yummy deliciousness. So I am excited for everyone to read that one. And then also Kelly Finley, I have her beta in my inbox right now for Nash, which is like her kind of spinoff into Mafia land.
Love
but we've
Mafia.
Already got a glimpse of these people during Halloween for Six. So they're
Spinoff BY choose as well, or is she like going to MF?
I don't know yet because I haven't opened it to actually start it, but I think my understanding, and I could be wrong, but what I think it is like it's MF, but there's like secret society with the Mafia and there's initiation scenes, so I think they're still sharing in things. But I think
people are probably like, your brain makes no sense, Father Lib. But like, that's normal. Like for
that
me,
makes
I'm like,
sense, right?
Quick share moment. That's normal. Yeah. It's Mafia. That's the way it is. But then I want the possessive mind, like mine. Like,
right.
That's what I
eat. So Nash is the name of the book. And I think it's supposed to come out in June is what Amazon says. But she sent me the cover and
Are you Nash, just eating it up?
I am. Yeah. It's one of those things that I have to keep to myself, but I can tell you he's yummy and you're going to love
him. I haven't seen the cover of it yet. She just is getting it back. But like, that's where I have to like really bite my tongue, as I feel like sometimes people be like, you don't always talk about Elliot. I'm like, we're always two books ahead in my world. Yeah. Like I finished my beta of Macabre Gods, and then now I'm starting my beta that comes out in April for Taming the Heart, but I'm just like, I can tell you guys you'll love it. You'll love
Of
them.
Dark Horse by Maggie. How did I
Dark? Yo, yes. Am I completely slipped my... No, that slipped my mind
Grant
too.
Grant Stockton's book, and she just showed the cover reveal in her Facebook group, and he's good
so
too. So good.
That slipped my mind
too.
How
the hell did I forget that? Gosh,
because
welcome to my life and my brain just all over the place.
Literally. But then I just have things that I want to reread. Like, everyone's probably like, of course, but like, I do need to finish my reread of Tog.
Where are you at? Are you still at Air of Fire?
Still at Air of Fire. Like, so I finished the beginning. Honestly, I'm hoping that when Jordan Reads gets to it, like, I'm just going to pick it up.
Oh, just pick
and,
up
like,
with her.
And like, keep going with her. So it gives me time to catch up on everything.
Fun.
Like, I want to do the Deviant King trilogy. I honestly would love to keep going back and rereading like a lot of Vi Keelan and Penelope Ward. Sam Wild and I, she's never read Twilight, and she came to me like and asked like, do you want to read Twilight? And I was like, I would love to reread Twilight. That will be probably my like second reread ever of it. And I don't think I've ever reread Breaking Dawn, and so that'll help prepare me for all the things I need to give you for that episode. But I thought that was cool. She was like, I don't think there's anyone else I'd rather read it with. And she was like, I've never read anything about Midnight Sun. She was like, should we start with that? So then, you know me, I was like, no, you read Twilight, New Moon, then Midnight Sun, then Eclipse, then the Bree Tanner, and this novella. She's like, what the fuck do you mean these novellas? And I was like, there are novellas in this world, and you don't skip them.
You do not skip them.
Novella, I don't know.
Hasn't read them, but I'm going to say you do not.
You don't.
Skip them.
You don't. And there are people who are probably like her that are like, I've never heard of those. Well, hello. You're talking to an OG.
You're talking to an expert.
You're talking to a fucking lunatic. The original Throne of Glass in my brains. I want to reread Divine Rivals. They're over here. But then I do have things like I just want to still like read that I haven't. Like I would still like to try to backlist Catherine Cowles. Yeah, she has just so many other
Lord
amazing series
that I've supposed to have read the past two Octobers. That's just never
happened. That one's probably going to still stay on an October list because it just feels like the vibes are right. But like this year, I'm going to have to like put something big on the line. Like,
ooh. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I just was thinking, like, I need to actually read it. We've been committing to it for two Octobers, and then we never do. So, like, I'm going to, like, have to punish myself somehow.
It's got to happen. But I think I've given Drive by Kate Stewart.
I've seen it everywhere.
As a 12 for 12 rec. Yep. I think I've counted six people, seven maybe.
No way, it's more than that.
Is it?
It has to track. Be up to like 10 at least.
But starting tomorrow, I am going to do a buddy audiobook reread with Ooh. Annette Wells to the Bellsby. Oh, so I am pumped for it. I'm like, you know what?
Love
I
Annette.
Am preaching it to everyone else, and I am going to do my first reread, but in audiobook. Yes. So I'm excited.
Love Annette. I actually wrote down, she bought me the full Landmark Mountain series by Willow Astor. So I'm going to do all of those,
yes,
which is Small Town Land, which I can't wait. She says that I'll love them. She was like, these are like Libby coded. And I'm like, you know what? I feel like the people that, not a lot, like when people tell me that, I feel like they nail it every time. So I'm very excited about that. I think I might have mentioned it. I can't remember, but I am going to be reading, a complete fantasy series, like as in there is no, from what I have heard, there is no romance.
Oh,
like
it is none at all.
There's like nothing on page. Like it's okay. Either fade to black or
not even a kiss.
From what I've heard, like this is true fantasy.
Okay.
It is the Cosmere's series by Brandon Sanderson. And it is like 12 motherfucking books, like 12 Kingdom of Ash.
Yes.
I bought the first like eight. They were having a big sale of the paperbacks. But I have heard like, and I know what you guys are like, and trust me, I know, like I do not read anything else, but I'm so into fantasy right now that I think it'll be a good like break for when I am like, okay, I'm in my small town land, but like, this is like a good palate cleanser. Like even though it's high fantasy, one of the first line, like the literal first line of the first book, which they're like broke down into little categories. So the first three is the Mistborn trilogy is like some crazy ass name that I can't pronounce. They're like blah, 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 blah. And I wore red on the day I was meant to kill the king. Like, you know me. I was like, fucking sold. I was like, this is it. I'm going all the way in. So then I was like deep diving on it. It has its own universe, like Sarah. It has its own fan base like her. People that have crazy opinions on the order you read. So I am nervous. Like, I won't lie to you guys. I am very nervous, not because I don't think I won't like it, but because I don't know if I can afford another personality. I'm like, I don't know if I can afford another personality, but I'm going to. So if you guys randomly hear about that Cosmere series updates for me, I am in it. I probably won't be able to start it towards until like the end of January, but I also really want to spread them out. Like if I read it over the whole year, I wouldn't be mad about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that sounds like a good year then.
Really, like, and I feel like weird because like I have to find some like nerdy ass men, I feel like, because like that's who reads it. Like the people that are like into Game of Thrones, The Wheel of Time, which I
feel
know
like this is right up my husband's alley.
Yes, like I literally was just going to say, like, I wonder if Nolan wants to read it or what knows anything about it. Obviously,
I'm going to have to ask him.
There are obviously women who read it. A couple friends were like, hey, I read it. If you want help, if you want a buddy read, which I'm like, yeah, I'm scared. Like, yes. But I definitely also feel like I need to like tap into my most inner nerdy man. Cause like this is for the nerd outs. Cause I think it must be fade to black. Mostly its fan base is men. But
what's
I'm
it
pumped.
Called?
It's called the Cosmere's series by Brandon Sanderson. But I'm pumped. Like, that's why I'm telling you guys. Like, I think for 2025, I will be packing up my permanent residence of small town. And it will be a vacation home. Because I need to go live in some weird, like, fantasy forest for all of 2025. Like, a little witch cottage is where you guys will find me.
I love it. I'm excited to be back in the Highlands with one horse, you know, in one tent. Like, those are tropes that you can always count on to deliver.
And this is just, like, a badass female. Like, I do know the main character, at least in the trilogy, is, this badass female. So I'm excited to, like, read it. I don't read a lot of books wrote by men, I'll be completely honest, because not a lot of men write romance. And the fantasy I've read is more...
Nolan said he's never heard of it.
Oh, so, like, I'm pumped. It will not surprise me when we're doing our 2025 wrap up and I'm probably like, so this became my whole second personality. Once again, I do not think it'll beat Throne of Glass, which I'm fine with because like I waited my whole life to find Throne of Glass. Like after Twilight, I was like, nothing will beat it. And then I read Throne of Glass and I was like,
well.
So I'm going to let that one sit there. But I am excited. It's going to be a good year.
It's going to be a great year.
I'm like, I hope. I'm also not trying to set up too...
unrealistic expectations. Because, yes, you know, life
ebbs happens
and flows. And life's a bitch sometimes, but I am excited. There's a lot of good things to look forward to. But wow, I'm also just looking at like everything we chatted about and I'm like, we're fucking crazy. People are like, slow down. And I'm like, well, we're still gonna read like 200 books. So like, chill. You slow your roll, guys. We're still not slowing down that much.
That Goodreads goal says 150 this year.
I did. I don't know if you saw mine, but I did set it to 150. I had three people, like I set it at night, and then three people the next day were like, you know you're going to be upping that. And I was like, listen.
Listen.
One of them was lost. She was like, you know you read more than that. And I was like, listen, we're trying to slow down. She was like, you will read more than that. She was like, you're going from 325 to 150. I was like,
yeah,
change can happen. Listen,
it's fine.
I'm don't telling worry you about guys, it. I'm trying to prepare for two children. At the end of the day, I'm trying to be realistic. Watch me hit 150 by June, and then I just don't really read for the back half.
Then you're golden.
See, I still hit my goal. It's fine.
Yeah. You just did it on the first half of the year. Don't worry about the second half, okay?
It'll be good. We'll be good. A lot of episodes coming.
Yes.
I'm excited to get... It'll be fun, too, like, when we're, like, pre-filming come later, like, for a little inside look. But, like, we're going to pre-film a bunch in the end of April and May so that we can take a break, quote-unquote, in June. But there will still be episodes. But you guys, who even knows what we'll be talking... You know, like, some major breaking news will be happening. And they'll be like...
Why aren't they talking about this like, on the podcast?
They didn't talk about any of that. Like, this because we pre-filmed. We had to. There was no choice. I'm not doing this when I just popped a child out.
Yep.
But I bet you by the end of that month, I'm going to be like, okay, Britt, like, let's go. I need a freaking break.
Let's have a catch-up.
That first episode back is going to be like 3 hours long, and everyone's going to be like, what happened?
And it's going to be so chaotic and tangents left and right. It's going to be glorious.
Oh, yeah. And new mom brain is always fun.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So, but it's going to be a good one. I'm very, very excited. We have fun things going on. I'm ready for like a fresh start this year. I feel like January is going to be crazy though. My fresh start's not going to start until February, but that's also okay.
Oh, it's not really a goal, but I guess you can say. I do want to try and DNF more and not do the rage read so much. I need to just I'm not feeling it, I need to just put it away.
I feel like I definitely agree with that. The last book I rage read, I don't even want to say it because I know she's the author was great. Like the author was great and the book was not bad writing. I just was like, how the fuck did I get here? How did I end up here in this boys club? But I feel like I agree with that, but also I'm really good. Like I found a really good like routine, you know? I'm like, I know I'm not gonna like that. You know what I mean? Like I feel like maybe I need to be more lax with what I read, like try to read new things because I did find some white shoes in 2024 that I really enjoyed. But I definitely DNFing is okay. I definitely need to do it more too, but
I only have two to my name, so
I will admit
we'll have two for 2025 and we'll double it.
I will admit I will toot my own horn where it's like I am one of those people where like you will see mostly 4 and 5 star reviews because I know exactly what I want to read and I don't want to waste my time reading things that I know I won't like, especially because then I feel bad. Like that's on me. That's my anxiety when people are like, did you hate it? And I'm like, yeah, girl.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Who are you talking to? There's a meme. There's a sound and it's like, admit you're in danger. And then it's like, who are you talking to right now? Like, that's me. Like, you know, I wasn't going to like it. You know me. But maybe I can find a new motorcycle club that I like this year. No promises. Like, that's a real tough one for me. I'm like, everyone should read Debney Perry's Motorcycle. It's the most non-motorcycle club that's ever been wrote, but it's still good. My favorite book is the last one.
Is it kind of like the sports ones where they don't ever play the sport, but they play the sport, you know?
Yes. And side note before we go, because I actually do want to reread a lot of Debney this year, which people are going to be like, what the fuck? Like, you've just read her for the past 2 years. But I can't even think of what that series is called right now. Clifton Forge. It is really good. It's like a disbanded motorcycle club. The rival club is like that they had is like not having it. And that's where the trouble comes in is they're like, they're mad everyone's going straight, even though they're a rival club. But the most club book, which is 100% club life, is the last book and it's my favorite. So... Yeah. But it's also because it's Ten Queen and the female main character said,
I fucking dare you to tell me not to be in your world. And that's where I'm like, yeah, girl.
Yes,
you tell those men. But everyone else is probably like, that's not how it goes. And I'm like, that's how Devney wrote it. So that's how it goes.
Yeah. In this world, that's how that went.
They just scare me, okay?
Okay.
It's because I know in real life I would get in so much fucking trouble if I found that world. Solely for the fact that I am nosy. I am an FBI agent, and that's where I'll get in trouble. I would be lurking around.
I'm not going to mind my business. I'm not going to.
Everyone's going to know, and then, like, old ladies are supposed to just, like, sit back, and I'm like, that's where you've lost me. That's exactly problem number one. All right. Anything else that's on your brain for the new year?
I've just blurted out anything that came into my head.
This was the most random, jit-filled episode, but I feel like a perfect start to the new year. So those are all of our 2025 most anticipated releases, things that we're looking forward to rereading, some goals, all of the above. I think that was great.
It was good.
Until the next time, I am your host, Father Lib.
And I'm your co-host, Sister Britt.
And we will see you guys in a completely different setup next week. Okay.
All right, bye, guys.
Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings.
Bye.